who knows what life could be like if, you know, at eight years old, we said, yeah, I'm gay, Mom, and just, and that's it. So, I mean, you know, no regrets about life, but how much different it would be to have grown up with that, as opposed to where, you know, we were always trying to conform or be hidden behind, or, you know, I directed sports. I was in church stuff because I felt like I could be kind of sensitive in church. We could talk about things. I didn't have to be so macho or aggressive, or, and I could hide behind that almost. And there was a lot of places we were trying to hide and just be blending in. And now I'd rather stand out.
With one of the things that Zachary was saying about, like, you know, spending time, like, figuring out who you are. And, you know, it's interesting, like, as kids, I have colleagues. I work in a predominantly queer office, which is fantastic. And some of their children identify as queer as well. And so to hear their children's experience as a student being queer today and going to dances together as same-sex couples, like, to have that experience, to literally pass, like, notes around, to flirt, you know, we were raised in an era of shame around our identity. And these children today that are fortunate enough to be able to express their truth and their authenticity, I can only imagine the amplified self-love that they must be able to share with themselves. Therefore, they don't spend so much time trying to dig themselves out of this shame that we've carried. So to have that, I think it's extremely important that we look to role models in these elected seats to make sure that those opportunities are available for children, not just in school, but in sports, in arts, whatever the involvement is, it should be 100% acceptable. And so these are the leaders that will continue to elevate and push those conversations forward.